News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday, hour number two of Final Elect Today, kicking off as we roll on throughout the month of January. We're halfway past, we're halfway through the month of January, hard to believe that. And as we roll on here this month, let's welcome back in Officer Steve Olson from the City of Fond du Lac Police Department to continue our Behind the Badge series here on a Friday. Steve, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Spencer?
We're doing well. End of another week. Big football game coming up on Sunday in Green Bay. Getting excited for that. And, you know, it's another weekend upon us. So I think that puts everybody in a pretty good mood, right?
Yeah, I know. Go Pack. Super excited for that. I was talking to someone at work earlier in the week saying how they just wish Sunday would get here. And then at the same time, you're kind of like, well, you know, I don't want it to get here like right now, because then we're coming back to work on Monday, but right. Very excited for the game.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And just like last week, too, you get to know right away how the team does. It's both kind of a blessing and a curse, because if, God forbid, they don't do well, then you get to sit through the other football game and get to hear about, oh, how great the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are. But you also, if they win, you get to enjoy the second game a little bit more, knowing that, you know, you're going on to the Super Bowl. So it's kind of a win-lose-lose-win kind of scenario, but that's how it works, right? Right.
Absolutely. I try to always remind myself how lucky I have been as a Packer fan for mm-hmm. almost all of my life. That mm-hmm. you know, and so many other Packer fans, I think, would agree that we have been blessed for many, many years. So obviously, we want them to make it to the Super Bowl and win. But at the same time, you know, it's been great. So just enjoy it.
I was born in 1990. I've only ever known Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and a few other guys sprinkled in there when Rodgers got hurt or whatever.
Sure.
So I feel bad for my dad and the others who grew up in like the post Lombardi, pre Holmgren, Favre years. Those sounded like some pretty bad times. So we're thankful.
Born in 1990, you said?
Yes.
Well, I was born in 1972, oh. So there were a few more leaner years that I recall.
Yes.
So
let's go on to this week's topic. I could have brought in this segment with a little of Vanilla Ice here this morning, but I chose not to keep it kind of official. But we're going to talk about ice safety this week.
We are. You know, this time of year with, you know, colder temps and, you know, people, you know, excited to, you know, be outside and not, you know, cooped up inside all the time. You know, whether you like to ice skate or ice fish or, you know, you just like exploring, I thought we would talk about, you know, ice conditions, you know, what makes ice unsafe, what makes it safe. And that's kind of a trick question because it is never safe. Mm-hmm. But really what got me thinking about talking about this week is my wife and I, where we live, we have a pond, and during the summer, you know, fall months, my son and I are out there all the time fishing and, you know, just enjoying that. But in the winter, we, you know, enjoy ice fishing, and our daughter loves to ice skate. And I think it's just something, as I've gotten older, ice never used to really bother me that much. I didn't really get that, you know, worried about it. But definitely being a dad and having my kids out there on the ice, whether they're with me or not, is definitely it's a little nerve-wracking. So, I just thought we'd talk about, you know, those people that live by, you know, a pond or, you know, the river, or, of course, we got Lake Winnebago, wherever. Just give you a little background on the safest things to do if you're going to go on ice. Because first and foremost, no ice, mm-hmm. regardless of how thick it is ever considered safe. So when we talk about this, you know, that is the caveat here, that no ice is ever safe. But there are things that if you know what to look for, and you know, you can reduce the risk of potentially falling in. So, you know, real quick, when we talk about ice safety or the thicknesses, when is it, you know, when can I, you know, go out there without, you know, hopefully falling through? They say between 4 and 5 inches. That's the least amount of ice you would ever want to venture out on foot. 4 to 5 inches will generally, if it is good ice, and that's another thing to remember, because all ice is different. And so when we talk about good ice, we want ice that when you look at it, it's clear or transparent in its appearance. If it's not clear, you know, like I said, you can walk on 4 or 5 inches of clear, transparent ice, but you could certainly very easily fall through 12 inches of ice that is kind of, you know, slushy in appearance. A lot of people refer to that as rotten ice. So the quality of the ice is very important when you're making a decision whether you're going to take your chances out there. So again, 4 to 5 inches of clear, transparent ice is safe to walk on, cross-country ski on, you know, walk out ice fishing, ice skating, etc. That 5 to 6 range in there, 5, 6, 7 inches, that'll support a like a one person ATV, snowmobile. You'll be pretty much fine on that. And then, you know, from there, then we jump up to like 8 to 12 inches. Mm-hmm. And when you think about 8 to 12 inches, is that really a lot of ice, right? Mm-hmm. 8 to 12 inches of clear, transparent ice, so good ice, should support a one vehicle, you know, small car, small pickup. And after that, you really want, a, you know, 12, 15 plus inches for, you know, any other, you know, medium-sized truck and then larger vehicles. So, you know, again, the quality of that ice is paramount because, like I said, you can fall through 12 to 15 inches of ice if it's bad ice. Mm-hmm. So those are your inches of when it lowers the risk of going out. I'm always catching myself saying, well, that's when it's safe to go. Remember, it's never totally safe to go. But right. With those parameters, you can feel a little more, at least for me, I know when the pond gets, I don't let the kids go on it until we've got 6 to 12 inches of ice there. And, you know, on a pond, there's no current, and that helps, you know, make more ice. But, you know, our threshold is that there's got to be 6 to 12 inches, and then either myself or my wife are down there with them. So, yeah, those are the inches there of ice. Have you ever fallen or know somebody that's fallen in, Spencer? I'm sure you've never fallen in.
I have not. I am not a sportsman by any set of the words, so I usually leave that up to the folks that are, I guess, braver than me. I don't know if that's the word I'd use. I'm just not a fisherman. I don't like ice, period. I don't like it on driveways or sidewalks, so I'm not apt to go out. But I have not. I know I have ice fishermen in my family, extended family, and I don't think they've ever fallen in. But I know you wanted to maybe transition, Steve, into talking about, you know, what to do if you do fall in.
Yeah, let's in real quick, when I was young, we were ice fishing out in on Lake Winnebago, and we were near kind of the harbor, and my brother, who was probably, I don't know, he made 10 years old at the time, he stepped in an existing ice hole that someone had been fishing out of, and as soon as his foot or his leg went into the water, he of course immediately thought the worst, that he's going in, and panic set in. And one of the biggest things, if you should find yourself going through ice, one of the biggest things is, as hard as this will be, try not to panic. He panicked and was yelling, and we, you know, of course, jumped up to go help him, and we all realized right away all he had done was stepped in an existing, you know, 8-inch hole. He was not going to fall through the ice. And anyways, we had to calm him down just to get him to realize, hey, it's just your leg that's in the water, right? Pick your leg up, you're fine. Mm-hmm. And we joke about it now after all these years, but what resonated about that is the importance of not panicking, because if you panic, you will probably not we'll just say the end result might not be as good as it can be, because falling through the ice is actually very survivable. You have a long time, half hour to up to an hour, in near frozen water before you become unconscious. So time is on your side to get out. So in its simplest forms, if you fall in, again, try not to panic, but know that frigid water is going to take your breath away. It'll take your breath out of you, but you'll get acclimated to the water pretty quick. Try not to thrash around, right? Just remain as calm as you can. Let yourself get used to the cold water and get your breathing under control first and foremost. Don't remove any clothing. I hear people say that all the time, like, well, should I take my heavy, you know, my heavy jacket off? Or nope, leave all, whatever you've got on, leave it on, because your clothing can actually assist you in a flotation device. Mm-hmm. It can trap air underneath and can keep you up in the water. If you can remember to do this, generally the safest place to crawl out of the ice that you've fallen in is where you fell in. So get yourself turned around if you're not facing where you fell in. Put both arms out on the solid ice and then start kicking your legs until you're horizontal. So as you start kicking, your body will become horizontal in the water. You simply begin to pull yourself out on your elbows. If you have a set of ice picks, I don't know if you're familiar with those at all, Spencer, but mm-hmm. they're very popular right now. Yep. Every ice fisherman, any person that goes on the ice should have a pair. They're basically these two little picks that hang around your neck, kind of like a necklace. Mm-hmm. And if you go in, they can greatly assist you in getting the leverage you need to help pull yourself out of the water. So as you're kicking, pulling yourself out, it's almost like swimming out of the water, so to speak. You want to stay lying flat on your stomach to distribute your weight over a larger surface area of ice rather than, you know, quickly standing up. You know, if you're on bad ice again, you could fall back through. And then simply either roll yourself or crawl on your stomach to safety. And once you're there, I think you probably know what I'm going to say now. The most important thing once you're out of the water is get somewhere warm and dry immediately, right? You need to get your body warm back up. Seeking first aid is always a good idea in that case. But again, remember, time is on your side as long as you can keep yourself as calm as possible. I go through this procedure with my kids each and every year, and you know, it's not something fun to talk with your kids about, but at the same time, you know, everybody needs to know what to do to get yourself out, because, you know, there may not be anybody with you. And we always recommend if you're going out on any ice, use a buddy system, at least tell somebody where you're going. But if you find yourself out there alone, you know, you can get out. You just have to know kind of the right thing to do. And you can YouTube it. They're kind of, there's nice videos of it all over. You can actually see a demonstration, live demonstration. Demonstrations of people, you know, jumping in on purpose to show you how to do it. But that's basically how to get yourself out of the ice should you fall through.
Some good info, and that also ties into what we talked about the ice thickness. Obviously, we haven't had a ton of good ice-making weather, especially with it being in the 30s the last couple days. So really pay attention to that, especially. We got some colder weather this weekend, but, you know, I know sturgeon spearing's coming up here in a few short weeks away, actually, and those folks that are eager to start the spearing season off are probably hoping for some colder temperatures here soon.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
You too.